Wellington North. Council has deferred a decision about lowering the number of dogs people can own on their property before they must apply for a kennel license. During a council meeting Monday afternoon, Township Clerk Karen Wallace shared that the animal control officer is of the opinion that the number of dogs on an agriculturally zoned property with more than 25 acres should be reduced from 10 dogs to 5. Owning 10 dogs that are family pets is excessive, said the report. It leads to misinterpretation as to whether a kennel is in operation or just pets that continue to get pregnant and their litters are given away. Currently, there is only one individual licensed for 10 dogs, one with 9 licensed dogs, one with 8 licensed dogs, and two with 6 licensed dogs. Everyone else has 5 or fewer. They also want to include that the individual must live on the property with the dogs, as they have one individual who visits their dogs in Wellington North and residents complain they are always out. It's pretty obvious when you have 10 dogs on your property, said Wallace. That's how we sometimes get calls because people see there are animals being sold out of horse trailers on the backs of properties. However, livestock farmer Chris Verort wrote a letter to council because he feels they've received a dangerously limited amount of information regarding livestock guardian dogs to make sound decisions. A livestock guardian dog is a non-lethal tool which we use to protect our livestock from being terrorized or literally eaten alive, said Verort in his letter. LF the council proceeds with reduction of management tools, we will be forced to use lethal methods to protect our flock which in turn affects the delicate balance of the ecosystem, along with conflicts with local residences around hunting. According to Verort, the reduction of working dogs allowed in the township will create an animal welfare concern, impact farmers' mental illness, and impede normal farm practices. In addition to livestock guardian dogs, Verort claims that with a limited number of available farm workers, farms have become reliant on using border collies as stock or herding dogs. Stock dogs show up for work in all weather, happy to be there. Their natural ability to herd and negotiate livestock is second to none, said Verort. Along with those abilities, they also address safety concerns as it takes humans out of the path of livestock, as well as emissions reduction as a dog can move a flock of sheep far quicker and with less stress than trucks. But Wallace says the new restrictions would limit the chances of an owner selling any accidental puppies and becoming an unlicensed kennel in Cowan. Penny Rankin shared that stance. I would be concerned if you're starting to have 5 dogs or more without a kennel license that it becomes a puppy mill, said Rankin. However, Mayor Andy Lennox wanted to make sure that when this report is approved, it doesn't limit the needs of any potential future farms. I'm absolutely in favor of the changes that are proposed for companion animals, which most dogs are for sure, said Mayor Andy Lennox. The livestock guardian dogs are a square peg and a round pole in many ways. To put them into a kennel license situation where they have to be housed differently makes no sense given the purpose. The issue will return to council at a later date. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.